Hello there, my friend. Welcome to another coaching session through your Ambitious Tribe podcast, where we help coaches, consultants, and business owners grow, build, and scale using group coaching and high and level mentorship. We're going to be discussing the importance of setting goals, OKRs, and KPIs to achieve your desired business growth without the exhaust, emotional roller coaster, and become better decision makers. But before we dive into that, let's take a moment to reflect on something that we have discussed in our previous episode. If you haven't gone through the last two episodes where we dissected the 12 dimensions of your personal values and your business vision, go ahead and pause this episode and listen to the first, or otherwise, feel free to learn what we have for you then and circle back on those after. It's really going to support you toward growth. In our last episode, we talked about how you would be able to identify your personal values and your vision and how it can help you integrate it into this vision. Now, the reason why I thought this will be very, very helpful, it's because I know it's necessary to actually talk about what is it that you believe in out in the open. And also, I would love to coach you on the spot, because most entrepreneurs and business owners know how to make money, but as soon as they have them, going to ask, now what? It becomes directionless and it fall under the hamster wheel or this vicious cycle of just showing up to have income in and then have 0 month in between, hustle all over again. And it's just exhausting, isn't it? So let's put an end to that, okay? Session is definitely going to support you. The least of what I love you to get into or go through is burnout. Or I don't want even to know that you are considering burning your business down. Because here's the thing, all you need is recalibration. In order for you to become your wealthiest self, it's having to build a recurring income that stacks on and compounds over time. So when you have a clear understanding of what you value and what you want to achieve, you can align your business goals with the personal goals with mastery in place. Because by doing so, you can create a business that not only fulfills you, but also brings value to your client. Now, what are OKRs, KPIs, all these things anyway? And how is it going to help you achieve your goal? What are these terms? Why are you doubt about it? Well, just a little refresher for those who already know what they are and some basic 101 for those who are just about to get acquainted with these. OKR stands for Objectives and Key Results, a framework popularized by companies like Intel and Google and has been adopted by numerous businesses across various industries. In fact, I learned about this through the startup that I was on. It helps businesses set and achieve bigger, hairy, audacious goals. And its framework consists of two parts, objectives and key results. These are what you want to achieve and the metrics that you will use to measure progress toward achieving your goals. Now, what are KPIs? These stands for key performance indicators. KPIs are metrics businesses use to track progress towards their goals. These are the smart ones, specific, measurable, time-bound. They help you and your business understand how well they're doing and whether they're on track to achieve their goals. So are you on track? So basically, if you and I are working together, you'd often hear me remind you or ask you of your objectives and metrics, especially when your emotions is overflowing and it's kind of overpowering you. We get to remind ourselves of why you do what you do and what are we looking at as we manage the intention of each implementation. We've got our good, better, best goals in place, and then we get to also reverse engineer how to get these metrics in order for you to be moved through and with momentum. Now, most entrepreneurs don't get and are avoiding this boring stuff, honestly, but it's the boring stuff that will take you to next destination is what's going to bring you and your business from zero to unstoppable. Setting goals, OKRs, and KPIs can be daunting. I know it is, But it's essential towards growth and expansion. And then later on, it won't be anymore. You want seven-figure dollars and then you want it to stay. You get to set these in place just right before you get there. So yes, there's also an embodiment component, and it's all about having the numbers you're in gut too. It's pivotal because you need to also play a culture. You need to create and nurture a culture. There you go. And I remember my business mentor would always remind me that in order for you to become six-figure dollar business, you need to invest time and effort in building the system, process, a structure in place. Even if you're not there, it's important that you get to learn to sustain and scale. And then once it hits them, and then it becomes your new normal, this is where you're going to up-level yourself as a business with how a seven-figure dollar owner runs in his or her business way before you become one. And this is it. So even if you're on a four-figure month or just starting out, you get to accelerate because you know what it requires for you to get there. I remember my clients who had to reach $100,000 in less than a year. They were so shocked that they actually achieved it. And I told them, well, I'm not, because I have prepared you to have the system process in place to achieve that six figures. So first, identify the goals that you want to achieve. Make sure that it aligns with your personal and business vision as well. The why of the what will present the how. So be very specific. Don't play the vague game or the safe game, because if you do, it's also going to be vague for you. Like, I want you to really know what it is that you envision. Be specific. Side point, break down your goals into smaller objectives. This will make them more manageable and easier to achieve. If you can, possibly just stick to three. And then, of course, you get to brainstorm and then eliminate. So don't overthink it, okay? Third, use the OKR framework to set ambitious goals and track progress towards them. Make sure your key results are smart, okay? Specific, measurable, and time-bound. What does this mean? It involves mastery, specificity, and habit. So patience is a virtue. Everything is a memento. Fourth, identify the KPIs that you will use to track progress towards your goals. Make sure that they're relevant and aligned with your business objectives. And of course, track your progress regularly and make adjustments as needed. This will help you be more data-driven when it comes to decisions and on what to implement or do. This will also help you on which ones are going to say yes to and no to, and later on, maybe. OKRs are often shared and visible across the board if you have a team. It's important that you get to make your team understand the company's priorities and how their individual contribution aligns with their broader objectives. This transparency fosters collaboration, accountability, shared sense of purpose. I sincerely believe when wealth is in the hands of good, happy women with integrity through entrepreneurship, nothing but happen in society. You can have it all. And this is something that I would love you to share with your audience too, and to your company. These two are the roadmap for your business and achieve growth. It's a powerful way to help you stay focused, motivated, and affordable. So take time to set effective goals, set OKRs and KPIs, and watch your business thrive. Doesn't have to be perfect, but it's important that you know what it is that you're tracking. You don't even have to recreate the wheel or create numerous products just to make ends meet, because now you were going to base your decision through a baseline and do things many times forward. You'd have to stay focused and keep on learning through refinement and evolution. Remember, everything is mastery. Yes, be patient and keep going. I hope you found this session insightful. I'd love to guide you more through it, but it's a process that needs intentional work. My door is open. Message me on Instagram or on social. It's at @Baharito, and I'd love to know what you were able to work on. Then we can take it from there. We also have the CEO, the Scaling Essential mini course open for enrollment to those who want to have an entrepreneurial foundation set in place. Message me over and I will send it to you, or you can check on the show notes and how you'd be able to enroll yourself. Don't forget to share with me over social media what you came up with, that we can definitely process it together further. Also, if you're pulled in to work with me, I've opened slots to my high-level mentorship and mastermind, where we set intentions and converse way beyond where should I get my next client. And of course, ProfaBiz Accelerator is still open for those that want to build, grow, and scale using coaching with high-intensity clients. Very excited for you. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Subscribe and leave us a review if you haven't yet. Join us next time for another solo episode where you'll learn why it's important for you to big mouth your spreadsheet. Okay? So this is it. I hope to speak to you soon and hear more from you soon. And I hope that you get to know your wealthiest guys every day. Until next time. Thanks for tuning in.